Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, thanks for joining us here on Studio Classroom. We've been on a trip for the last day.
That's right, you're just in time for day two of our article all about Perfect Perth.
Perfect Perth. Perth is a city in Australia. But it's not one of those top ones that you think of immediately. It's all the way on the West Coast.
That's right. Yesterday we learned that Perth has many gorgeous beaches to discover. And we're going to look today about what else is there for travelers. Are you ready to go, friends? Let's get started with our first reading right now.
Perfect Perth. Perth offers plenty more to explore. The historic arcade of London Court looks like something straight out of merry old England. Enjoy a coffee or ice cream and browse in the little shops. Don't miss the fancy mechanical clocks at both ends of the arcade, with moving figures inspired by historic English scenes.
Hi friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看 inspire 这个动词，也就是启发、激励。譬如 ，Her parents' professionalism at the clinic inspired her to pursue the same career path. 她父母在诊所展现的专业精神，激发她追求同样的职涯道路。Inspire 的形容词形式是 inspiring， 指的是启发人心的、励志的。譬如 ，Students found his journey from stuttering to speaking fluently truly inspiring. 学生们觉得他从口疾到流利表达的历程非常鼓舞人心。Inspire 的名词形式是 inspiration， 意思是灵感。譬如 ，Rebecca has a cheery personality and finds inspiration in her everyday life. Rebecca 个性开朗。并从日常生活中汲取灵感。
Well, friends, we learned of some interesting outdoor places like those beautiful beaches yesterday, and we've traveled back to the city of Perth. Let's continue our exploration.
We learn here in our article that Perth offers plenty more to explore. The historic arcade of London Court looks like something straight out of merry old England.
Straight out of merry old England. Let's talk about one of the great words here. That's that word arcade. We're not talking about playing games.
No, we're not. We're talking about a covered walkway or shopping area with arches. And these places are often lined with shops.
For example, the historic arcade is full of beautiful old shops. I imagine there are quite a few shops at London Court.
I guess so. We find out what you can do there here. Enjoy a coffee or ice cream and browse in the little shops.
Now, browse might be a word that you're familiar with, friends. If you are looking for information online, we say that you're browsing the internet. But this word applies to the real world as well.
It certainly does. If you're shopping and you're just going to browse, it means you're looking around casually. When you're browsing, you're not necessarily looking for something in particular. You're just seeing what the stores have to offer.
One of the places I love to browse is in bookstores. I love to see which books they have.And maybe even look at the movies, too.
Yeah, I enjoy browsing in bookstores as well. You can browse in this location and while you're enjoying a coffee or an ice cream. Don't miss the fancy mechanical clocks at both ends of the arcade.
All right, they have mechanical clocks here. These are clocks that work using moving parts. It's not just electricity here. The opposite of this would be a digital clock.
Here's an example of how you could use mechanical clocks in a sentence. The museum has beautiful mechanical clocks.
All right, so don't miss those clocks when you're here. You can find them at both ends of the arcade, so maybe you could walk from one to the other. And you can see moving figures there, inspired by historic English scenes.
Let's talk about what a figure is, friends. A figure is a small statue or a model of a person.
All right, for example, the game has moving figures. Many board games will have things like that. Figures aren't necessarily people, they could be other characters.
That's true, they could be animals as well. So we see here that these mechanical clocks have moving figures, and these figures aren't just any figures, they're inspired by historic English scenes.
We described the scene of this whole place earlier as being like merry old England. That is a fun way to describe kind of older traditional scenes from the country of England. But Anne-Marie, aren't we in Australia right now?
Yes, this has to do with Australia's history and its relation to England.
Right. Right now, Australia is its own country, but technically the King of Australia is the King of England, and the people who live in Australia, well, their ancestors mostly came from England.
Yes, and that is because Australia, like Canada, are both part of the Commonwealth of Nations.
Yeah, they're a part of what's called the English Commonwealth. Well, friends, we're not done learning just yet. Let's jump into our next reading.
Perfect Perth. Another popular place to visit is the Perth Zoo, which offers a close-up look at animals from around the world, as well as some of Australia's unique wildlife. See one of these creatures in the wild by taking a short ferry ride to Rottnest Island. It's famous for its friendly residents, the charming quokka. These pint-sized marsupials are often called the happiest animals on Earth, because of their friendly, smile-like facial expressions. Visitors love taking photos with them.
Wildlife, 这是一个不可数名词，指的是野生生物。 Protecting wildlife is important for maintaining the balance of the ecosystem. 保护野生生物对于维持生态系统的平衡很重要。接着是habitat, 意思是动植物的栖息地。譬如, the forest is a natural habitat for many animals, so it must be protected. 森林是许多动物的自然栖息地，因此必须受到保护。 最后一个是形容词 feral， 意思是野化的或是野生的，特别呢是指曾经被驯化的动物。譬如 ，It is not advisable to tame feral cats or bring them into the home， 不建议驯养野猫或将它们带回家。
What else do you think of when you think of Australia？ For me, it is some very unique animals, some of them even a bit dangerous. Where can you see something like that in Perth?
Well, it might be better to see them in a zoo rather than in the wild, friends. And we find out here that that is an option. Another popular place to visit is the Perth Zoo, which offers a close-up look at animals from around the world, as well as some of Australia's unique wildlife.
A close-up view. A close-up view describes a detailed view that you're seeing from very close to you. That's very different from seeing something on TV.
For example, you could take a close-up photo of the flower. This means that you are in person with the flower and you are very close to it.
All right, so you can see animals from around the world and especially these Australian ones. You can see them at the zoo. See one of these creatures in the wild by taking a short ferry ride to Rottnest Island.
Okay, let's talk about taking a ferry ride. A ferry is a boat that carries people and cars across the water. Oftentimes, ferries have a certain schedule where they move people back and forth between two locations at certain times of the day.
Yeah, you might take a ferry to an island. A ferry is usually there because people want to go from one place to another, not just for the enjoyment of riding the boat.
Yeah, that is a really good point. Ferries aren't just for recreation. They are also a convenient mode of transportation as well.
So you could go to Rottnest Island. It's famous for its friendly residents, the charming quokka.
The charming quokka. Let's talk about what that is in a moment after we define this word residence. Residents are people who live in a place.
Residents are people who live in a place, or in the case of our article, animals. You could describe the residents of your neighborhood. Maybe the residents really love a quiet environment.
And what is a quokka, friends? Well, we see here that these are pint-sized marsupials. Australia is famous for its marsupials. These are animals that carry their babies in a pouch.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. The babies don't have to walk around themselves. It's like pushing your baby around in a little cart.
Yeah, but it's attached to the marsupials' bodies. And quokkas are like this as well. They are often called the happiest animals on Earth. And why would that be?
That is because of their friendly, smile-like facial expressions.
Okay, let's define the word facial together, friends. If something is facial, it is related to your face.
Yeah, you might use a lotion that works as a facial wash.
Now, the word facial here is used as an adjective. We see facial expressions or facial wash, but facial can also be a noun. You might go get a facial. That's when you are going to get things done to your face to make your skin better.
Okay, so these quokkas have these fun smile-like expressions. Visitors love taking photos with them.
I would definitely love to take a photo with a quokka, friends. We are not done learning about Perth just yet. Right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The phrase look like. One day, a man walked into the office with a brand new haircut. Everyone stared for a second, trying to figure it out. Finally, someone said it looked like a movie star style. That's when the smiles started. The phrase look like is used to describe appearance or how something seems. It can be about people, objects, or even situations. For example, that cloud looks like a dragon, or he looks like his older brother. Now, let's check out a few other useful look phrases. Look at means to direct your eyes toward something. For example, look at the board, please. Look for means to try to find something. For example, she is looking for her keys. Look after means to take care of someone or something. For example, he looks after his little sister. And look up to means to respect or admire someone. For example, many students look up to their teachers. So, whether you're describing, searching, caring, or admiring, look for ways to use look in your sentences. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
perfect Perth. The island is also great for adventure. You can try glass-bottom boating or stay overnight in the simple tents at Pinky Beach, falling asleep to the sound of waves brushing the shore. Perth may not always be the first place people think of when planning an Australian adventure, but some travelers do visit Perth, only to discover it is one of Australia's most surprising destinations.
Glass bottom 意思是玻璃底的 譬如, visitors can take glass-bottom cable cars in Maokong to enjoy striking views of the forest below. 游客可以在猫空搭乘玻璃底缆车，欣赏下方森林的壮丽景色。形容词 transparent 除了指物理上的透明，也常用来形容政策或沟通公开透明。譬如 The capable boss aimed to be as transparent as possible in his communication and policies. 这位能干的长官致力于在沟通和政策上做到尽可能透明化。See-through 也是透明的意思，但常用来形容衣服布料透光。譬如 She checked carefully to make sure the dress was not see-through because the fabric was very thin. 他仔细检查一番，确保洋装不会透光，因为布料非常薄。 All right, we'll stop here for today. I'll see you in our next language lab.
All right, maybe you've done some nice leisurely things in Perth. You've laid out on the beach or gone for a nice stroll. Now it's time for some excitement.
Yes, and this excitement is happening on that island we talked about earlier, Rottnest Island. The island is also great for adventure. You can try glass bottom boating. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, the idea here is that the bottom of the boat is see-through like glass. You can look down at the water below. Hopefully it doesn't break.
I don't think it will. It sounds pretty safe for tourists. And glass bottom boating is only one of the things you could do. You could also stay overnight in the simple tents at Pinky Beach.
All right, so you could go camping at this beach. And while you're there, you can fall asleep to the sound of waves brushing the shore.
What does brushing mean here, friends? Well, we're talking about something gently touching or rubbing against something.
Okay, so you might feel the wind brushing against your skin. In this case, the water of those waves brushes up against the sand.
That's right. Okay, what else can we learn here, friends? We move on to the next paragraph. Perth may not always be the first place people think of when planning an Australian adventure, but some travelers do visit Perth, only to discover it is one of Australia's most surprising destinations.
Yeah, have you ever had this experience, friends? You decide you want to travel, and you end up going somewhere that you hadn't heard of before, but it's actually pretty great.
I've had this experience in my own home state before. I have moved away from Ohio for many, many years, and sometimes when I go back to visit, my friends or family members will take me to a different city that I had never spent much time in before. Sometimes I'm surprised at all the things there are to do there. And I think Perth is a similar situation here.
Yeah, getting good recommendations from friends is great for this. Maybe next time you want to travel to a new country, don't just think of the most popular cities. Do some research to find those hidden gems.
You might discover something new. That is the word we are going to talk about here at the end of our article, friends. Discover means to find something new or unknown.
Here's another example sentence. Let's discover the older part of the city.
We have one more thing that we want to review from yesterday's lesson. We talked about that word destination, friends. And remember, destination could be a place that people travel to visit or it could be the ending spot of where you're traveling to.
Here's one last example sentence. These are popular tourist destinations. I think I'd like to go there someday.
I think one of the words I do really enjoy from our article yesterday and today was that we've described Perth as a surprising destination. A lot of times when we have travel articles, we use a lot of the similar adjectives to describe them, but Perth is surprising.
It's surprising. It's not what you would expect. Part of that is because it's not as well known. Part of it does sound like it's because of all these exciting experiences.
One thing that was surprising for me was that special little marsupial we learned about that you can take photos with.
Yeah, again, Australia is very famous for marsupials, but mainly just kangaroos.
Yeah, I didn't know that the quokka was something that you could see in Australia as well. I think I would enjoy seeing them.
Well, friends, we're not quite done yet, but right now it's time for us to go watch our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加动词，逗号 only two 加原形动词句型，用来强调某人做了努力或发生了某件事情，但不料却或结果却出乎意料。通常带有负面或反讽意味，其中 only two 加动词为表示结果的不定词，用来修饰前面句子的动作。这个结构多用于书面语或叙事语境，用来呈现转折效果。另外，使用 only two 动词的时候，前面要加上逗点。来看例句 ：He rushed to the station only to find the train had already left.他匆忙赶到车站，却发现火车已经开走了。
Friends, this has been a wonderful travel article, and I have enjoyed learning with you. Since we've reached the end, it's time for us to take a look at our talk about it question. What would you most like to see or do in Perth?
Okay, I enjoy relaxing on a beach sometimes, but...Anne-Marie, as you know, one of my favorite places in the world is going to Europe. And I learned today that in Perth, we can see a lot of traditional English things, especially by traveling to that arcade with the beautiful clocks.
Yeah, you can go to that arcade and browse the shops while you enjoy a coffee or ice cream. That does sound enjoyable.
Yeah, it seems like you can experience the culture of the place and not just the nature around it.
What I would like to do is take a ride in that glass-bottomed boat or go snorkeling. I do really love snorkeling and seeing sea life under the water. I haven't done it in a long time. Snorkeling would be one way to experience it, but if I wanted to stay dry, sitting in a glass-bottomed boat would be a good idea too.
Anne-Marie, have you ever been to Australia?
I have never been to Australia. It is a place I'd like to visit sometime.
Yeah, I would like to as well. I do have a friend that lives there. Maybe they could take me over to Perth.
Yeah, that would be a great idea.Friend, this has been a wonderful lesson, and this has been a wonderful month full of lessons. We've reached the end of this magazine, so make sure you get next month's magazine so you can continue to learn along with us. We'll have great new lessons for you there. That is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.